Thanks for downloading the Bedhoppers podcast. If you're not 18, then you probably shouldn't be listening to this, because this podcast contains themes of a sexual nature. It chronicles our journey into the swinging lifestyle. Thank you for hopping into our beds.
Get in the gym or to your car. With our advice, you could go far. We fuck things up and we make mistakes. Talk about our sexy dates. It's getting hard for this to rhyme. Just as well, cause it's bed hopping time.
Hello, and welcome back to Bed Hoppers. This is episode 10. I'm Mr. H.
I'm Mrs. H.
And we're going to talk to you about quite a few things today, actually. We've been quite busy lately, which is quite nice. We've got a bit of an update on our journey. We've got an interview with my sister, no less. So we told my sister about our adventures a short while ago. So we thought it'd be quite nice to see her thoughts, see what she was doing, see if she'd like to join in. Not just kidding.
No, ask questions, you mean.
Ask questions. That was totally what it was going to be about. We've got just a tip for you. And we've got our sort of coming soon section as well, where we tell you about what's coming up. So let's crack on into our journey. Mrs. H, what were we talking about last time?
Last time. Oh my God. Memory test.
Come on. Get to the chopper. Come on.
You're asking a lot of me on a Sunday, dear.
I ask a lot of you every day, dear.
You do. Trying to remember where we got up to last time.
Well, it doesn't matter anyway. Let's spin on. So following whatever we were doing last time, not that Mrs. H can remember, and I'm sure gentle reader or listener that you're able to, since you've just listened to it, hopefully, we're going to talk to you about an occasion where we went back to a couple. Uh-huh. And this one is a bit of one of our, it went a little bit wrong, but it's also a really interesting story in that we learned quite a lot about the whole situation. So a while ago, we talked about a couple that we played with. In fact, I think our first couple, actually, that we played with.
Yeah, our first sort of soft swap experience couple.
Mm-hmm.
And they were really lovely people. Mm-hmm. I think these are the people we talked about with their kind of divide and conquer strategies.
Yes, exactly, yeah. That. Mm-hmm. So they invited us back, surprise, surprise, and offered to cook us a lovely meal and come around and see if we could catch up, really.
Mm.
It's fair to say that I was on the fence about this.
You were. It was one of those evenings where we decided not to just bail completely, but just see how the evening went and make sure we checked in with each other and made sure really that if either of us felt uncomfortable, we would abort.
I don't think it was a matter of comfort necessarily, though. For me, it was just, I think, a matter of
wanting to be there.
Yeah. And I think, you know, now looking back at things with hindsight being so helpful and all that, I probably would have said, no, they are not for me. They're not my cup of tea. I don't particularly fancy her. And I probably just should have said no.
So why did we not say no and why did we go ahead?
Well, I think it was one of those things where we'd tried the couple interaction a bit and they seemed like a very safe pair. And they were also really nice to talk to. Don't get me wrong. They were very, very friendly and very lovely. They were certainly smooth criminals, as we explained in the last episode that we talked about them. But for me, there just wasn't a large level of attraction there. I think it was more the adventure that was the bigger turn on.
Yeah, I get you. So it was more what we were doing rather than the person you were doing it with.
Yeah, and I think we did talk about it before we went. And, you know, we talked about it for a good week about whether we should go or not. And we basically chose to roll the dice, really, and go on a bit of an adventure and see how things went. And we got there, and they, to be fair to them, they'd cooked us a beautiful meal. They arranged a lot. There were lots of nice drinks. It was fantastic. They're very friendly, very, you know, their attitude was fantastic. But we had the meal and things were sort of escalating a little bit. And we actually cracked out the card game. The infamous card game that the Joneses talk about a lot. And it's never really failed us, apart from maybe this one occasion.
But this was early on in using the card game.
It was. We were yet to know all of the cards. All the cards were on the table, though. So you had a card which said that you had to do a sexy lap dance, actually, wasn't it, I think? Which you did.
I did. Blinding.
Yeah. It was amazing.
Yeah.
You know, he benefited greatly from that. I benefited from sitting at the side and observing it from a distance. And, you know, you insisted that you use down in Mexico or whatever it is called.
Yeah, if you're going to do a lap dance, you might as well do it right.
Yeah, 100% death proof. Mm. So that happened, fine. And he was very much enjoying that, you know, why wouldn't he? Because Mrs. H is awesome and sexy and lovely. That's going on. And my partner for the evening, as it were, was sort of not really that bothered.
She was apathetic at best, maybe.
Yeah, and
she just wasn't really doing any kind of anything to help.
And
she was letting you do all the legwork.
She was letting me do everything. And then I pulled a card, which, and this probably attests more to my shuffling skills than anything else, that suggested that I do a sexy dance, which I did.
You did.
I knocked it out of the park.
With aplomb.
With my plums out. Yeah, and I think I put a lot of effort into it. It was probably more comedic, I'm going to say, than sexy. But if you'd have seen it, it was absolute gold. And I can tell you that because you can't see it. I was shaking moves. I did the worm. I did the robot. And that was before I even stood up. And she just wasn't bothered. Now, I'm not suggesting that it was my dance skills in this arena. I think it was more a case that she just really didn't want to make an effort for me.
I think part of this, looking back, was the fact that they knew we didn't want a full swap anyway.
Mm.
And we were very, we'd been very honest with them that we wanted to stick to our boundaries of soft swap. And I think the fact that she probably knew that she wasn't going to get her own way.
Well, thank fuck for that. I thought it was the sexy dance. All this time I've been thinking that it was my sexy dance skills.
Well, you know, the dance is something else. But I think the fact that she knew that we weren't going to go to that full swap territory, and that's what she wanted, really. She didn't really want to faff around with soft swapping. She just wanted her own way.
You think it was a toys out of the pram moment, rolling around like a big giant stinking baby because she wasn't getting what she wants.
I think there was some sulking, yeah.
Yeah, maybe. So I picked up on this vibe, being so observant. And I called a timeout and basically called a taxi.
Yeah, but you didn't stand up and make a scene or anything. You literally
I flipped a table.
No, you didn't.
I threw my glass into the fire and I kicked over their rubbish bin.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's trash can for our American colleagues.
No, you didn't. You got me to one side and without leaving the room or anything, we just kind of had a little cuddle on the sofa and you kind of looked at me and went, I'm not feeling this. It's not happening for me.
I think what happened is I pointed towards the lady and went, I'm not feeling that. I am in no uncertain terms feeling that.
No.
In fact, I need to go and have a wash now.
No.
No.
No, you just very quietly made it clear that you weren't down for it.
You're making me sound like a proper grown-up, but I'm doing my best
to... You were being very grown-up that night.
Wow.
I immediately went, okay, that's cool. Let's go. Let's get a taxi.
Wow, younger Mr. H, he was all over this shit.
Yeah, what happened? Older Mr. H.
What happened to the descent into madness?
You've let power go to your head, dear.
And that's what it is. So much phenomenal cosmic power in an itty bitty living space. So I called cab. And
again, really nice and quietly.
We said our goodbyes. He was desperately trying to resurrect the situation, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
I think he was a bit disappointed with the her approach, I think, generally.
He had to have been a bit pissed off with how she was, surely.
Well, he missed out on a taste of you, so he's going to be a bit disappointed. So that was fine, and we went home, and it was all okay. And by that night, they'd unfriended us on the...
Was it really that fast?
It was like that fast, I'm sure it is. For the purpose of the story, it's definitely that fast, because there's another follow-up, as many of our stories have. And we went the next night to a social event, like a meet and greet event with lots of people gather in a pub and, you know, no naughty shenanigans going on, but plenty of opportunity to meet people. And they were only there.
Yeah.
And it was totes orcs.
To his credit, he was a complete gentleman.
He was.
And he came over and greeted us effusively and, you know, we were all smiles because they're not going to, like, mess up their own evening, are they, and have some showdown with us.
No, to be fair, he was very nice. She didn't look us in the eye.
She said a very brief, like, hello. And then she swanned off into the crowd again.
Yeah. So it was a little bit awkward. It wasn't the end of the world by any stretch of the imagination. It was quite... No. It was all very civil, but it was one of those totally awkward moments where you're not quite sure about how things are going to go down. And you're like, maybe we shouldn't have come out.
But, you know, really, is there any etiquette to pulling the plug on a meet halfway through?
Yes. You flip a table, you kick their bin over, you throw your drink into the fire.
Okay.
And then you pull on a tea towel and run around going, I'm Batman. And eventually people get the message that it's not going to be on, unless they're super nerdy.
They weren't really into that.
Yeah, they weren't into the Batmaning.
So given that we had no prior experience of bailing halfway through a meet, I think we handled that really well.
I think we did all right. No one got hurt. There weren't any tears, certainly on our side.
No, no one stormed off. We just very quietly went.
Yes. And then kicked over their plants.
Oh, right, we kicked everything over on the way out, yeah.
That didn't really happen. There wasn't any kicking. I wasn't angry.
Savaged their rose bush on the way out.
I wasn't angry. I was just disappointed. What you can't see, folks, is that I'm actually looking over the top of my glasses in a very dad-like way.
Yeah.
It's very effective. Mrs. H is melting right now. Oh, it's on.
Well, it's really sunny outside, so yeah.
You're fine. Knocked down again. So that was our weird follow-up meet with us pulling the plug story.
Hmm.
And I think for us, what it's really affirmed is that neither one of us should be afraid to stick a hand up or
take one for the team.
Take one for the team or not. Or just be honest and say it's not working for us. And we also know if that's what happens when we step out and cancel midway through play, effectively, I think, you know, that's okay. And we're much more comfortable now sort of cancelling things. Not that we've really had to do it since, actually.
No, we haven't. Because I mean, but worst case scenario, if we ploughed on and just gone ahead...
Just literally ploughed them on.
Well, just think about the consequences and ramifications that could have had on our relationship, because, you know, it's not the right thing to have done.
No, and I think we'd have been really upset with ourselves.
Resentment and, I know. Yeah.
So that was our take on that. Hope you enjoyed that story. It's a nice one where no one really got hurt, which is always quite nice. And
except their feelings.
And when they unfriended us, and then our feelings were terribly hurt, because even though we didn't want to see them again,
no one likes to be unfriended.
No one deserves the pain. And the embarrassment of being unfriended on a swinging website. So the next thing that we've got for you is an interview with my sister. So I won't tell you too much about that. We'll just go straight on into the interview.
We've got something that's just for you. Holy shit, it's an interview.
Thank you, everyone. So, as we promised, a special interview with... what I'm going to say is a special person. So I'm here with Mrs. H and my sister, V. That's not a real name. We've changed it for the purposes of the interview. She told me that I wasn't allowed to call her shitface, dickhead, fart knocker, many other things. Feel free to laugh. You can do, V. So we thought it'd be interesting to talk to V. One, because she's my sister. And two, because she's always opinionated. And three, because we've actually, we came out to her about our lifestyle about 6 months ago, five, 6 months ago. Yeah. And so we thought we'd figure out what she thought about that, what she thinks about the lifestyle as someone that's not involved in it at all. And also see if she wants to ask us any questions. Mm-hmm. Mrs. H, anything you want to add to that?
No.
Just going to sit there and chew your gum.
Yep.
Brilliant.
Like
you normally do. Thank you for adding all that value. I should point out at this point, listeners, that Mrs. H is wrapped in a blanket, all snugged in a bug, because we've had to travel quite some distance through this interview. She's a bit cold. You're always cold, yeah. So she seems a bit quieter. It's not because we've taped her up or anything like that. It's purely because she's a bit cold. Anyway, so V, first question for you. So we recently came out to you. And told you a bit about all the naughty, wonderful things that we've been up to. Not all the gory details, because that's kind of...
It sounds like we're gay. came out as being gay.
Well, we sort of come out about our lifestyle then, too. All right, okay. Well, technically, you have come out as being bi.
All right, yeah, I'll accept that.
All right, fine. So, anyway, V, what did you think when we told you? What was your immediate thoughts?
I don't...
I didn't really think anything of it. I just thought, oh wow, that's different. And I could see that you were happy and thought, okay, but I had 1,000 questions. I wanted to know the ins and outs.
Literally.
Literally. Yeah.
Pictures, diagrams.
I needed evidence of such things. But other than that, no, I didn't really think anything of it. I was just, as long as you guys were all right, who cares?
Oh, that's quite nice.
Were you surprised, though?
No.
So well, that's interesting. Why weren't you surprised?
Because I guess I've watched the programmes with you and I just didn't take it further. You guys did. So.
And that programme would be Playboy Swing and some other things, right?
Yeah.
And oh, the polyamory one.
Polyamory one. So
that was fascinating, though.
That was a really good show. I really enjoyed it.
Yes. Yeah. We binge watched that together, didn't we?
Yeah.
We did.
So I think we've recommended the polyamory show on this podcast before, but guys, if you haven't checked it out, go and find it.
Not that we're polyamorous.
No, but it was very interesting. It just involved people being rude with lots of other people. And there was some love in there somewhere, I think, and that interesting triad. Anyway.
Yeah, she was bonkers.
Well, we're not talking about the TV show today. We're interviewing my sister. So did you have any concerns about things when we told you about it?
Not really concerns. I think after speaking to you both and you explaining what happened, how it worked, you're pretty sensible. So not as long as you guys are all right, yeah, that's happy days. I think my only concern was, oh God, like, don't be, I hope this don't ruin your relationship. But it hasn't, and so those concerns were diminished, really.
Cool. And did you think there were going to be any positives out of it when we told you about it?
Once you told me about it and how happy you are and it seems to have brought you closer, that can only be a positive.
Cool. Cool. Okay. Mrs. H, you had a question?
I do. So what are your impressions of the lifestyle?
It seems, if that is your thing and you're happy, brilliant. I get why some people, and myself included, are not into it. I think it takes a very strong couple to be able to do it.
I've been lifting so many weights right now.
I can tell.
Thanks. So strong now.
Been working out.
I can see that.
Like a boss.
Guns out. I can see that, yeah, it's probably brought you a bit closer together. So that is surely a positive.
But when you think about the actual lifestyle.
You mean what, stereotypes.
The stereotypes. Sometimes. Did you have any stereotypes of mind? Did you... What flashed in your head when we mentioned that?
Oh, total keys in a pot. I think I asked the questions like, oh my God, say one of them's a minger. What do you do? I think every question that everyone else thinks of, like, can you say no? Do you have to take one for the team? What's the rules? What's the etiquette? But once you explained how it worked and I got it a bit, then, yeah, I think everybody wants to know the same thing, don't you? If you're not into it, you want to... think, wow.
Well, for some of our listeners who will be new people that are just exploring the lifestyle or just thinking about joining and signing up and learning the secret handshake, there's not really a secret handshake, by the way.
And the keys in the bowl is just not true, and I'm slightly disappointed, but
that's because you're hoping for a better car.
Yeah, this is true. My keys in a bowl would be I get to keep their car.
It doesn't sound like the best swap.
And we don't have any pampas grass outside.
No, we don't. Or pineapple door knockers.
No.
Maybe we're just bucking the trends and the stereotypes.
Maybe.
It's worth pointing out, though, that V's first question to me when I told her was, do you sleep with the guys?
Does this mean you're gay? Like, what? No. I love that's where you first went with your question.
It's
like, I knew it all along, it's bound to be gay.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with that, but it's just not my jam, literally.
I'm not convinced.
thank you.
So, it's that selection of fine silk shirts you started wearing.
What? I think it might have been because as a teenager, Mr. H, and I love talking about myself in the third person, makes me feel like I'm the Rock, wore a collection of silk shirts and waistcoats and...
I've seen pictorial evidence of these shirts. I'm inclined to agree.
They're not going on the Twitter feed. They are not going on the 31 days thing that we've been doing.
No.
So, okay, I think one of the reasons people often get into the lifestyle, apart from the naughtiness and the sexy times, is to really try and make their relationship stronger. So we like to talk a bit about sometimes about what people can do to make those relationships stronger, what people like to do. And
Really, what's your tips, V, on what you think a successful relationship needs? What do you think some of the do's and don'ts?
Well, personally, I think you can't go wrong with being with your best mate.
Cool.
If you're with somebody who you can laugh with during hard times, and the times where it's just mundane, so you're just at home, you're with the kids, blah, 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 and you still have fun, you're on to a winner.
Can we be with your best mate?
No.
That's wrong.
I mean, you can try, see how that goes. Let me know.
Have we decided who your best mate is yet?
Well, yes, we have.
Oh, shit. Pull out. So, and what do you think are some of the pitfalls that people can avoid? How do people go wrong in their relationships?
I think if you forget who you are. And
well, like complete memory loss.
Yeah.
Like the start of Walking Dead.
That I've never seen Walking Dead.
Okay.
I wouldn't bother. So, it's overrated.
It's
so boring.
Okay. But imagine you just woke up and didn't know who you were in the middle of a zombie apocalypse. The zombie apocalypse bit is optional. Yeah. Is that what you're thinking?
No, I was just thinking you have to have your own identity.
Yeah.
And if you start morphing into that person and just making them happy, you won't be happy yourself.
You mean just becoming like a one weird anamorphic thing?
Yeah. That's and I guess as cliche and as old fashioned as it sounds, just honesty.
Honesty.
You have to be honest.
Yeah.
And communication. God, I sound really boring, but I would have to say that is what I would suggest.
No, I think they're really valuable things, and communication is really key. I agree with that, and I think being yourself is also really important.
And our relationship was already really, really strong as a foundation.
It's because of all those curls I've been doing recently.
It's the cock pusher.
You can only do one cock pusher.
It's all you need. Keep saying this.
Okay. Mrs. H, another question from you.
So, if any listeners are...
Do you want me to read my writing
for you?
Yeah,
you're writing. No, I'm good. I've got your notes now. If any listeners are thinking...
Make it sound like you're really reading it.
What would you recommend?
Can you repeat that? Because I was talking over you, please.
Yes, and your writing is quite shocking. It looks awful. So if any listeners are telling their family... What would you recommend?
Prepare yourselves for a few questions. I would say, to be fair, how Mr. and Mrs. H told me, they just sort of blurted it out, and I thought, oh yeah, that's nice, and then asked them 1,000 questions. So I guess just be honest, but probably leave out some detail. But not the funny stories, because that's
See,
the
funny stories are really good.
So you want the funny stories without the ins and outs?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. But not pictures.
A lot of the stories have ins and outs.
Just be careful then. Did it also help that you'd learned all about the lifestyle to a certain extent through our extensive show?
Yeah, maybe give them a little pre-show, to build them up to it. Like, put the show on and then casually just transfer it into, and this is my new lifestyle. Woo!
Watch this entire run of TV shows. And then we've got something to talk about.
Absolutely.
Unrelated, of course.
Guess what? Starring Mr. and Mrs. H.
Yeah, you might not want to watch the next 5 minutes. Just look, turn away from the television.
Other than that, I think you just tell them.
Just tell them.
Yeah.
Just blurt it out.
And if they're, your family will love you regardless. And fundamentally, all you want is your brother or whoever it is to just be happy. And if it's making you happy, then why would they be so against it?
I've got a question for Mr. H.
Have you?
Mm.
Ooh.
Why did you want to tell your sister?
Well, we needed a unicorn for... I know that V is, whilst incredibly judgmental of some things, or opinionated... I didn't think she was going to be particularly judgmental.
No,
of,
me neither.
Of
I was just
us.
Intrigued as to why you felt you wanted to share that.
And I think I know that she loves a fucking good story. Or a good fucking story.
Either,
yeah. And I thought it was actually a nice way to bring us a bit closer together, and that we could tell her some of the funny things that we've been up to. And whilst, we wouldn't want to talk about the very specific ins and outs, some of the experiences we've encountered, many of which we've shared on this podcast, and many more of which are going to feature.
They do make a good story.
They make a great story. And I think ultimately the output of those stories is A, that you know, we've come through it together, B, we've had a laugh, and it just reassures my family that we're, you know, much closer than ever. And so to Tello, I think, you know, as we've said before, we did speak about my mum, and my mum was very much a free spirit, and I knew that V would have the same approach, really. So it was just a real nice way of sharing that stuff and being a bit more honest and open with your family. You know, there's members of my family I probably wouldn't ever think about telling. There's probably members of my family that I'd probably find on the various sites that we're on. And there's probably certain parties that I'd avoid just in case you bump into them, quite literally. But, you know, I think with me it was a very safe bet.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah? Am I still under the spotlight? Do I need to...
No.
No spotlight?
That's a question for you.
Okay. Well, next then, V, any questions for us?
Where now? Where what now? What are you up to?
Well, we are going to Desire in Mexico in November. So we're going to be there. As per usual, I'm going to ship myself well in advance and be scared about it and think about it and get all nervous and then just jump
it's
in.
It's a nice holiday. It's Why a lovely holiday.
Because I overthink everything. If you listeners haven't figured that out by now, then they clearly haven't done. I'm very much looking forward to it. Don't get me wrong. It's going to be absolutely freaking awesome. And we're looking forward to meeting loads of people and loads of people that we've been in touch with and some of the awesome podcasters that are around.
And plus, we're apparently going to be collectively like 3 stone lighter by then and shredded.
You're going to lose 3 stone?
Between us, I said.
Oh, this is awkward. you've committed to...
I'm totally committed.
To getting totally and utterly shredded. So even now, I'm doing more bicep curls and doing more sit-ups. That's why my voice keeps waving in and out. It's purely the amount of exercise that I'm doing. So we've got that. We've got our first house party to go to. We'll be talking about that once we've done this interview thing. We'll do a little bit afterwards. This isn't the entire show. So, yeah, I know, really.
Not the entire show.
You're not the entire show. You're the highlight.
I'll take that.
Yeah. You two are so
similar. You're just vying for a position now. It's not all about me.
What? Hang on. This is all about me.
What?
All right. It's all about both of you. Okay.
It's all about me. Me.
Me.
Any other questions?
Yeah. One more question.
Yeah.
Just to throw something out there.
All right.
What would you do if you was at a party or whatever and I walked in?
I think we'd laugh our asses off.
Yes, definitely.
I think it depends, because I think you'd probably tell us if you're going to a party. I think you'd probably want some advice about it.
What do you mean unexpectedly?
Yeah, unexpectedly. Yeah.
Like, you sort of ninja'd your way in there.
Yeah.
There's a smoke in the corner and you pop up like a ninja or a Batman.
Absolutely. Walk through the door like stars in your eyes. Smoke.
Tonight, Matthew, I'm going to your
sister.
Yeah.
Brace yourself.
I think we just chat to you as normal. I think we wouldn't give a shit as long as we didn't see any of the rude bits happening between us. As long as there's a wall between the levels of nakedness that we've got and we can not hear each other and see each other while that's happening. But I think we'd also be quite funny wandering around a club, and I think you'd probably laugh your ass off with us, just as we sit there and laugh our asses off as well.
Assume you're not like torpedoing bottles of wine again.
Yeah, that's... of course, you know, my new not drinking quite so much state... I'd be perfectly sober and utterly on form. I think it would be quite funny. I wouldn't have any problems with that at all. It would amuse the shit out of me. It would also be quite funny listening to people talk about each other in our sort of presence. Oh, have you seen that fucking idiotic couple over there that's always drunk? And look at that hot unicorn over there. Or you may not be a unicorn, I don't know. You could be with your partner, who knows? In the corner, and we'll be like, nah, totally not our bag. But I bet I could get...
I'm staying clear of that one.
Yeah, I bet I could get a phone number, no problem. So, yeah, I think...
It's not going to happen. I just wondered what you'd say.
We'll just kidnap you and take you with us. And, you know, you can just wander around aimlessly in a club.
Yeah, the face that you're pulling. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which for listeners was with her mouth agape in pure shock and surprise. Yeah. So any other questions for us?
No, that's it. I'm good.
You're good. Fucking hell. Not many questions from you.
I You've just had wanted to throw to that one in. Yeah. I know. And was it.
And you stumbled at the final hurdle.
No, it was a good question.
No, it was acceptable, I suppose, if predictable. But, you know, thank you. Well, say thanks for joining us, V. That was really appreciated. I hope listeners have enjoyed it. If people do want to get in touch with her on the sites, you can't because she's not on there. And also, hey, you fuckos, she's my sister. So speak soon and we'll carry on with the rest of the show in just a moment. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you very, very much, Sis, for that wonderful little interview. Hope you guys enjoyed that and it gave you a little bit of insight into our lives and a little bit of insight into what happens if you talk to your family about it. Of course, it could go horrendously wrong. Please don't blame us if it does. But, you know, we're more than happy to share our stories as we go through and tell you a little bit about how we've got around that sort of thing. So the other thing that we wanted to talk to you about is just the tip. Mrs. H, play the music.
Doesn't matter if you're old or young, listen up for some sexy fun. We've got advice, so let it rip. Don't go balls deep, cause it's just the tip.
Well, just the tip. What can we say this time? We've just got one tip this time.
It's a big tip.
It's a big tip.
It's so big, we want to share it.
Given what I'm about to talk about, it may well be so big that you want to show it.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at.
Literally, that's what you're getting at. So, in the last couple of weeks, I noticed a bump on my schlong. And I panicked.
As always, you overthought it and went into complete meltdown, Googled all the symptoms, and by lunchtime you give yourself every STD under the sun, I think.
I know. I was scared. I don't like the concept of having an STD. I'm not keen about that. No, I know no one does, but when you think you might have one, it was like, so we stopped play and stopped play with each other as well. And I immediately went and got
carried on panicking.
Sorry?
Carried on panicking.
Yeah, I immediately carried on panicking. Got myself checked out. Booked myself in to be checked out. And then proceeded to worry myself to death for a couple of days. Looking at said bump on schlong every 3.5 minutes, which made it awkward at work. trying not to touch it, because, you know, don't know what the hell's going on.
Not at work.
Again, not at work. Trying not to let people at work touch it. Absolutely horrified. Got to the gum clinic. Now, checked in. It was quite interesting. And I had to wait for half an hour before I was going to be seen for my appointment. So I'm sat there and I'm thinking, oh my God, we were going to... Because we do get checked out fairly regularly. Thinking we've got some amazing parties to go to. We've got some really sexy times ahead. What the fuck is going on? How we, you know... And, you know, what if I've got something and I've given it to you, Mrs. H, or we've given it to someone else? Think about all these phone calls that we're going to have to make up to everyone. You know, get the dog checked, all these sorts of things. and I went and saw the nurse. So after about half an hour sitting there and just getting worse and worse and worse and more worried and getting hotter and hotter and hotter under the collar, I went in and sat down. And to be fair... she was lovely. It helped that she was an attractive young nurse.
About to hold your willy.
Yeah, that made the situation easier. It's a situation I'm much more comfortable with these days. And obviously I told her about this bump that had shown up there. And she asked lots of questions. And I had to be very honest about the fact that we're in an open relationship. And that we have several partners. And after a string of 101 questions and about, you know, whether we use condoms, where we go, all these different things, I was eventually told to go behind the curtain and drop trow and sit on a bench. So, you know, being in this lifestyle, I'm becoming more and more comfortable being naked. But it was slightly weird sitting on this chair thing with a fucking great big spotlight shining directly on on my Johnson, my tackle, my piece of pork, my wife's best friend, my Percy, or my cock. And
just starting to feel more and more nervous. And then I it started to enter into my head that, oh my God, I'm not going to be particularly big when she comes and look at it. This is putting a lot of pressure on me. I'm not a typical exhibitionist.
It would have been even worse if you had been interested.
If I'd have been there with a raging heart, and that would have been wrong. But a mild chubby, that might have been acceptable. I don't know. Anyway, so she dips her head around the curtain and comes in to investigate. So she's got some delightful blue gloves on, which called to mind Serenity and Firefly with the bad guys in that. They always wore blue gloves, which made me shrink even more. However, she took it up and worryingly had a magnifying glass with her. I don't know if that was to look closely or just to find it. I'm not sure which it's going to be. Anyway, she had a look and she said, "No, that's nothing terrible. It's just an ingrowing hair, a hair follicle." And I felt like a twat that I'd panicked and gone and been shitting myself for days over this, about the appointment going in, and said, "That's fine, just bathe it in warm water and keep doing that, and eventually it'll sort itself out." So yeah, literally the next night it had sorted itself out.
Oh dear.
But the important thing is that you do have to check yourself before you wreck yourself. It's really important to have regular tests and regular screenings, and that if something pops up, the chances are it may be nothing. But you do need to get that looked at by a trained professional. I would also recommend not going to Google and typing in bump on penis. The search results are quite horrifying.
Oh, dear.
And, you know, I need to clear my work history now at work. It's just as well I've got one of those screen protectors.
So is your tip around the hair maintenance the going and getting yourself checked?
A little bit of both. So I shave rather than use any kind of gel. And I think my tip is going to be that I'm going to try using some of that hair removing gel. I don't like the sound of lasers. That sounds frightening. but also just to be more careful with how I shave and check whether the razor is blunt and whether I'm doing a good enough job or not. So, but there's two elements to it, obviously. It's one, if you do shave, be really careful and be mindful that you can cause these little bumps, especially if you're prone to that. Mrs. H is laughing her ass off quietly over there.
Not quite.
No, not quietly at all. And the second thing is to if you do find anything on there, to really go and get yourself checked out. And you need to do that because we play with other people. It's not just us that can, you know, sort of have a bit of a downfall with this. It's impacting others. So it's really, really key that you just keep an eye on these things and to know your own body. And, you know, I was pretty quick on this bump thing. I was like, "What the fuck is that? That wasn't there 25 minutes ago.
I don't want it.
I don't want it. I don't like it. Can we immediately go burn it off?" Was my initial thought. And clearly that's the wrong thought to have. But it was really key that I went and got that checked out. Anything to add to that tip?
No, you explained it beautifully.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So keep an eye out for ingrowing hairs, wherever they may appear. And however sensitive
you make
them
sound like little ninjas waiting,
little fuckers ready to sit there and cause all sorts of panic within me.
It's because you're such a hairy dude.
maybe, but I, you know, it's one of those things. It's one of the benefits of me, because during the winter months I provide a soft rug for you to lie in. You can curl up inside, and you know, also used to attach pegs to, so I can walk around holding things really handily. So, that's our little just the tip, folks. What else have we got to talk about? We've got a few things that are coming soon, haven't we?
We do.
So, last week when we talked about our coming soon, we mentioned that we had our own mini outing. And really that was about the kids, actually. I've got a couple of stepkids. You've got a couple of real kids.
Your stepkids are real.
Yeah, but they're, what? But yeah. Are they? Shit. So, between us, we have kids then, two kids, and they really found out, I suppose, and confronted us, and one of them did it in a particularly difficult way, I think it's fair to say. So we're still very much dealing with the fallout of that and what that means and how we can get on and how we can get through it. And I think at the moment we're still trying to understand all of these little elements. So we're going to take a couple of weeks for a couple of reasons before we do our next podcast. And I think One, we've got that to work through, and we would like to talk about it on the podcast, but we think that we need to talk about it in the right way. Mm-hmm. It's probably a little bit too soon. So we'll do that very soon. And also, we've got a couple of weekends where we've got quite a lot of naughty activities booked in, much probably to the kids' dismay. We have got a house party, our first house party to go to, which we're really looking forward to. So it's with people that we mostly know, I think. We're still trying to work out what to wear or not to wear, what to eat, not to eat, what to drink, not to drink. All the other standard life decisions that, that grown adults should typically be able to make. So we've got that. And what else have we got?
We are going to a music festival.
Yes.
With some good friends.
Some good friends. Why did you wink when you said that?
Some good friends in the lifestyle.
Some good friends in the life. Some sexy friends. Mm. Are they pants off friends?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. They're mostly pants off friends.
They're mostly pants off, but maybe not at the music festival.
Well, no, it's just a regular music festival.
Yeah.
I know. So we've got that to happen. So that's going to be our next couple of weekends. So we don't think we're going to get a chance to record anyway. Of course, we're going to be continuously on Twitter as per normal, offering our sage, sarcastic advice and dipping our toes in when necessary. So we've got those things on the go. Got a 2-week break. And that's about it. Anything else you want to add, Mrs. H?
No, I think you've covered everything.
Covered everything nicely. Well, do you want to do the closing statement?
Thanks for hopping into our bed.
Oh, fuck. I forgot to say goodbye to everyone. Shit. Bye, everyone. Have a nice time. Thank you. Thank you. Don't forget, you can find us at BedhoppersUK on Twitter. We don't have an email address yet because it's quite ancient having email. Now a word from our sponsors. Are you sat at home alone? Are you wondering about sexy times you could be having right now? Why not call the Sexy Bedhoppers Super Party Fun Times Sexy Fun Bus? We'll arrive with a complete sexy happy fun times party. Mrs. H will peel your grapes and feed them to you. Mr. H will help you pick the right sexy movies. We'll also provide awkward dance moves in and around your sexy house. Don't worry, the Bedhoppers Sexy Fun Time Party Bus is available at any time of day. Simply call our hotline number and we'll be there to help you have fun and super sexy times.